Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Luke's not here to do a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of nothing. And I got absolutely nothing. Just kidding. I have some things, but.
Aaron, yeah. I'll ask a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How long would you leave out a glass of water and still drink it? Still drink from the glass of water. When does the water go stale? Because everyone's got their expiration
date. Is this just like I leave it out in my room?
Yeah.
Anywhere it could be tampered with, I'm not drinking.
Well, I guess there's two dates. In the kitchen and in your room.
Okay, in the kitchen, if it leaves my eyesight for 1 second, I am not drinking it.
Oh, come on.
I'm not doing it.
Really? You leave it on the table, you go to the bathroom, you can't drink it?
No, I'll come back, I'll drink it. But if it's there for like, if I have it, like I set it down for a long, also I don't leave water out.
No, you don't. That's true.
But if I leave water out in my room, I'd say I'd give it like maybe a day.
A day, yeah. I think a day is fair.
At most a day.
Now, how about in your water bottle?
That's a different story. I've been really good about drinking the water, but I think also a day.
I've seen you with your water bottle. Yeah. You drink a lot. You've been drinking a lot of water.
I'd probably say a day. Because I get... Also, even if like you're constantly drinking, your water bottle's still getting dirty.
Mm-hmm.
It's like still dirty. There's still like things built up from the water that's in there.
Oh yeah.
So you have
from
to
your
clean
mouth,
it.
From
you got to clean it. Yeah.
From the air.
Yeah, you get like your dried lip particles on your water bottle.
Do you ever, like, you ever look at it? And you're like, this is gross.
Yeah. And then to take a sip.
Yeah, and then you go anyway. You go in for it.
I need water.
So the reason I ask is I came back from visiting Cassie. How long was I away?
6 days.
6 days. And I found my water bottle and I went,
oh no.
I'm not getting up.
No.
And I'm thirsty.
This is right when you got back?
This is as soon as I walked into my room and went,
disgusting.
I'm thirsty.
That's disgusting. You know that, right? How much did you drink of it? The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Was it disgusting? Did it taste like bottle?
Couldn't tell the difference.
No, I don't believe you.
I thought
leave
about it.
Leave one out for 6 days. I'll try it. This is ridiculous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'll try it? I think
it will taste horrible.
And we'll compare it.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to know, I have an aluminum water bottle.
I don't think that matters.
I think it does. You get the weird plastic taste after leaving your
the water bottle. But you also get I'm going to go on record here. I hate aluminum water bottles.
Wow.
Hate them. I've hated them forever because I think it makes the water taste weird.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I've always been a plastic water bottle.
See, I think the plastic ones make them taste weird.
Here's my thick boy.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing. Plastic.
Aaron's big on that.
Yeah, I love it.
That's,
how many milliliters?
That's like the classic basketball. Like you're playing like intramural sports.
Yeah.
Soccer, basketball. Maybe baseball.
It is
definitely football.
45 ounces.
Dude, that's a lot of shots.
That is a lot of shots. Imagine if this was filled with...
I have no idea what ounces... Like somebody would say, like you said, just said 45 ounces. I have no idea what that means. That means nothing to me.
Yeah,
a gallon?
You're right. Measurements? Don't even start with me.
I only think of a gallon of milk. That I compare it to that. That's my only... Or like somebody would say, it weighs 16 ounces.
Yes, right.
Is that a
and
pound?
And a can is 12 ounces, right? A can of like soda?
Is it?
I think it's 12.
I know 2 liters is like one of the big bottles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, that's huge because you get them from pizza sometimes.
Right, yeah, you get them from pizza.
You never got a 2 liter other than pizza. Well, my dad does. My dad gets 2 liters.
It's weird.
You get a good deal.
For a party, you get 2 liters.
Yeah. Well, because my dad likes to pour it out over ice into a glass.
It's worse. It's just me, or is it worse when it's like that?
Yeah.
It's the same to you?
I don't think it's like that crazy of a difference. I think that obviously in the bottle is the best.
Oh, you know why? You know why? Because then after a day, it goes flat. Mm. And you have a lot of leftover soda, flat soda that's left over.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you're right. You're right. That's true. However, I think we could come to a conclusion and agree that maybe aluminum changes the taste. Maybe plastic changes the taste. But glass is perfect.
Glass is perfect.
Glass is perfect.
Glass is perfect.
Anything in a glass bottle, I'm like,
good for
this
you.
Doesn't change a thing. It's going to be exactly what I think it is in there.
Yeah.
It's not going to change at all.
Which is nice. Glass is the best, but you pay the price.
Yeah.
I've broken a glass bottle. I had glass water bottles for a long time.
Mm.
I got scared of the plastics.
I mean, the having a reusable glass water bottle, that's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah. I knock mine over a lot.
See, that's the thing is you don't totally knock one over. We had a guest over yesterday, had a glass water bottle. Mm. And he had it encased in like this koozie thing.
Oh.
And I was like, that's smart.
That is smart. But at that point, why are you spending the money on a glass water bottle? Is it for the taste?
It must be for the taste or for the...
environment?
Environment, yeah. Glass is good for the environment.
Was his koozie like rubber or something?
It was a koozie.
Mm.
I've seen the rubber ones. You get the glass water bottle with the rubber on them.
With the rubber koozie, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I miss my koozies. I have so many koozies and mugs and stuff just sitting at home. I'm bringing stuff back in 2 weeks.
Are you?
Yeah, I can't wait.
How long are you gone?
Only a weekend. Going for a bachelor party?
That's going to be fun.
I hope so.
You bringing anything fun? Are you going to bring any goofs or gags?
I don't know.
You going to do anything crazy?
No, I don't think so.
Who's got the stripper?
It is going... I hope there won't be any strippers. I'm very excited for this because it's like my ideal bachelor party. We have a house on Lake Ontario for the weekend. We're just going to like...
Hang out
and be on the lake. It's going to be awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Eat some pizza?
Maybe.
Could you get a frozen pizza
probably
for
gonna
me?
Probably going to get some cheese. Yeah. Some cheese and crackers.
That sounds nice.
We're going to go to a brewery. It's going to be great.
That sounds really nice.
Or was it a cidery? Either a cidery or a brewery. One of the two.
Cidery?
Yeah, like cider.
Like a cider? They call them cideries?
Maybe. I think that's what my friend wrote. It could be wrong, but I think that...
I like that name.
Yeah, a cider.
Because like brewery, you brew.
Right.
But like...
You do... I don't know if it's... Do you brew a hard cider? I guess you do.
I feel like you do. I feel like brewing is the act of making something into something else, right?
Well, it's better than calling it a fermentary.
It'd be bad.
That can't be good.
That'd be really bad.
That can't be good. No one would go to that. No one would go to that. But I'm so excited.
Yeah, I met my girlfriend at the fermentary. No, me and her, I watched her ferment for a little while. And she watched me ferment.
That's gross.
She's a really good fermenter. She smells great when she ferments. Tell you what. And she tastes great, too.
Oh, God. I want to make mead.
Why haven't we made mead?
We should make mead. Mead's delicious.
I sold
mead. We have talked about that before. But.
We have. But did I ever tell that me and Max made mead?
Yes.
And
yes,
sold it?
Yeah.
To one person?
Just one
who
person?
Who never came back to buy more? He bought it for a date.
It.
He came in. His name was Joe. I loved Joe. He bought ciders.
You love him?
Spider cider. That's what we called it. Almost as bad as a fermentary.
Spider cider.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Spider cider.
What a tongue twister.
And I never got drunk on it. I think it was 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You probably didn't
let it ferment long enough.
2 weeks? Apparently is long enough.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like you gotta give it longer than 2 weeks.
Like a year?
I mean, I feel like it.
6 years, Aaron?
10 years?
Are you serious?
No, not 10 years.
10 year.
10 year.
Can we talk about tenure? Change the name. It sounds like you've been working there for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I've never understood. Well, I do understand tenure, but tenure doesn't really, I feel like it doesn't exist outside of schools.
Schools.
And if it does exist outside of schools, I'm concerned. Because it's like, we're going to do bad things and we need to make sure we're protected.
Yeah.
Everything else with schools, I'm like, okay, that makes sense because teachers, you know, come and go and things change with budget and everything. But if you're like NASDAQ with tenure.
Yeah, if you're not a public worker.
Something's happening. Something bad is happening.
You are getting away with a lot of really horrible stuff. Nancy wants to get you fired for what you did to her. And she can't. And that's wrong.
It's very wrong. You have a piece of hair that's just... flying, you're like Peter Pan naturally.
Up?
Yeah,
up here?
Yeah, you know, right there.
Yeah, that's not natural.
That's Peter Pan.
That's unnatural.
Is that your, do you have
that's
extensions?
Peter Pan? Does he have it go up? No, he's got a feather in his cap.
Yeah, that was your feather.
Does he have a cap? Peter Pan wear a hat?
Yes.
It's weird.
Yes, he does have a cap.
What is it?
Unless I'm being Mandela effect.
I think he does wear a hat. But yeah, it's with a feather in it. But it's a cap. With a
Yankee Doodle has a cap.
And he called it macaroni.
Called the macaroni.
Do you know
Peter Pan also does have a feather.
Okay, I believe Peter Pan is a feather. Can we look it up?
Yeah.
Hey, and he Jerry, plays, can you look that up, Jerry?
Jerry, please look it up.
Kenny?
I think it's Kenny, green.
Green hat.
No, his out. Well, Peter Pan's full outfit is green, but it's a green hat as well, and a red, reddish, orangish feather.
Yes.
Knew it.
Yep. Yeah. Spot on.
Let's go.
But that is the Disney version. Now, if we were to look at another version.
Like the musical version?
No, like the Robin Williams version.
Okay. Well, that's Hook.
Yeah, I guess that's different. But he does play Peter Pan.
That's fair.
He's a redhead in all of these. I didn't notice.
Hook is a great. Yeah, he's a redhead.
Hook's a great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yeah, yeah, no. And everything, he has the feather in his cap. That's crazy.
Wow.
Hook is a phenomenal movie. And do you know who does the score for Hook? Who directs? And
Howard Shore?
John Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Does the score for Hook, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
it's been a long time since I've watched Hook. I got to watch Hook again.
Steven Spielberg directed it.
Yeah.
Like, it is a slept-on classic. I'm sorry. It's just because it's Peter Pan.
The duo of Spielberg and
Williams.
And Williams is like
unbeatable.
It really is unbeatable. I can't think of a single
Spielberg
duo.
Did I make all of that?
I think it is Spielberg.
I gotta look it up now.
Well, if not, they did Indiana Jones, Jaws.
Indiana Jones and Jaws.
Williams did Jurassic Park, but I don't think Spielberg did Jurassic Park.
Did Spielberg do Indiana Jones? You just said that. Yeah, Spielberg and John Williams. Absolutely.
Spielberg has done some crazy films. I think Spielberg's films are bigger than any other director.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He's unbelievable.
You can say.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Spielberg did Back to the Future? Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Spielberg did Back to the Future?
Yes.
I'm looking that shit up.
I don't think he did all of them, but I think he did the first
one. He definitely didn't do the third one.
He at least did the first one.
He did not do the first one.
Oh, really?
Directed by Robert Zemeckis.
Why did I think he did the first one?
Music by Alan Silvestri.
Why?
It's a Spielberg type flick for sure.
I'm very confused. I could have sworn. Now I'm flustered.
Now the guy who did this also did Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Forrest Gump? The guy who did Forrest Gump did Back to the Future. My guy's got
what
money.
What the hell?
Isn't that weird?
He's got to be a part of it somehow.
Oh, he's involved. We know he's involved for sure.
I can't believe it.
Did you know that Spielberg did Schindler's List and Jurassic Park in the same year?
Spielberg did Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm mixing up Jurassic Park with... I just feel like he's in all those. He's a part of everything.
Anything good and fantastic, he did.
I guess I just think, it must have been Spielberg.
It must have had to have been Spielberg.
Yeah, he did those, and then he did... didn't he do Saving Private Ryan the year after?
Yeah.
Or 2 years after or something?
Which also crazy.
So good.
So good.
Saving Private Ryan might be one of the best movies ever made. That movie... Have you seen Band of Brothers?
You keep telling me to watch Band of Brothers.
You gotta watch Band of Brothers, dude. It's so good.
You've been telling me to do that since I met you.
It's
college.
Tom Hanks and Spielberg, they produce it.
Oh, it's gotta be so good.
It's amazing.
It's an HBO?
Because it's more in depth.
It's a show?
Yeah, because obviously it's a mini series. So it's I think 9 or 10 episodes and that's it.
I love the mini series.
But it's about a group of paratroopers.
Paratroopers.
There's
two of them?
Parachuted in. A troop of paratroopers.
A pair of troopers.
Who jump into Normandy instead of coming through the beaches.
Oh, okay.
And it's their journey through the war, the whole war.
Is Tom Hanks in it?
No.
I was going to say, he's on he'd stormed the beaches.
He stormed the beaches. So he was doing that. He can't be in that yet.
Okay, that makes sense. You got to keep the world together.
But it's very good. It's a very, very good show.
I'll check it out.
I recommend it.
Can I just say a quick fact first?
Yeah.
Oh, Real or Scam.
Oh.
On this.
Real or Scam. Hit me with Real or Scam.
In the Yankee Doodle, Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.
He did, yeah.
Put a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
Yes.
Have you ever understood what that means? Have you ever understood? You've sang that a million times.
Maybe
you know what that
maybe
means?
He's trying to be funny?
That's what you'd think. I always thought, like, oh, right. It's like, it's absurd, right,
yeah,
to call that macaroni. Macaroni, I swear to God, was a term of like, this is cool. It's like a style. Like, if you, like, that's macaroni. They used to say that shit.
No.
Back in the 1700s.
No, they did not.
Like,
you have to be lying to me. This is a scam.
Scam? You're going scam?
Scam.
I'm almost certain. It sounds just made
we
up.
Have this, so many, this is why we need someone to be in the corner looking things up the entire time. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Macaroni.
I feel like I was going to say something more about Spielberg. I forgot.
Term.
I was going to say something about Spielberg. Oh, well. I'm going to be editing things like Spielberg, though, now that I have Adobe.
Pejorative term used to describe a fashionable fellow of the mid-18th century.
Mm.
Stereotypically, men in the macaroni subculture dressed, spoke, and behaved in an unusually sentimental and androgynous manner.
Really?
So
it's kind of real.
So it's, yeah, it is real.
It's a little bit real.
That's what that is.
Wow. I'd like to be in a Spielberg movie.
You would play the anti-hero.
Yes. That is my new, I figured it out. I feel like I'd do really well in a anti-hero role. Because you said I'd be a good villain. And I think I would.
But I think you'd be a better anti-hero.
But I think I'd be a really good anti-hero.
I think, okay, how about this? I think you could have done, I don't know how well you would have done, but I think you could have done Kylo Ren.
Yeah, you've told me this.
I have?
Yes. We did a whole segment on it.
But I said you're Kylo Ren.
Yes.
I said that already?
You said I could be Kylo Ren or I could be someone from... who was the other person you said you thought I would be? You always say I'd be a Vince Vaughn character, but there was someone else that you said...
I don't know.
That was similar to Kylo Ren. It's like a similar vibe.
Huh. I have no memory of this.
And I remember being a little bit upset about it.
You were upset. You were very upset.
Yeah. I don't remember who it was, but
I don't know.
But anyway, I think I can be in a, I would love to have been in a Italian mob movie. Yeah.
Who would you be? Who would you be in the gang?
I don't think I'd be able to be the leader. I think I would want to be either one of two people. Either the one who's like the third man, right? Not the right hand man, but the third man. Who's like always like,
we like a lot.
He's making the jokes, but he's also handling business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or I would want to be the last guy on the pole who's like the one who they think will like be good and like be helpful. And then he's always fucking up.
Yeah.
He's like the one that like accidentally kills someone he's not supposed to. Or like he goes,
right,
you know,
right.
It's like that kind
he's
of
He's funny
kind
by
of
accident. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you'd be I think third hand man.
Yeah.
I see you as the third hand man.
I'd like that.
Or you're very fun and like you're a lot less serious on the outside.
Yeah.
But then we see a really scary shot of you like behind somebody and like fucking choking them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you drop him and go, anyway, so
yeah.
So what I was thinking.
Yeah. He turns on a dime.
Yeah. No, he turns on
basically bipolar.
I just watched The Departed, by the way.
You watched it without us?
Yeah.
I'm so angry at you.
Yeah, I did.
Don't tell Michael.
He wanted to watch it with me?
He'll be very upset. He will actually be a little upset.
I've been trying to watch it for so long.
What do you mean?
I keep asking.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You, we have told you so many times, Lucas, let's watch The Departed. And you go, no.
You got that fat ass backwards.
Completely factual.
Yeah, turn that Tonka
trunk. We've been waiting. We had, when you were gone, Michael and I had a conversation going, man, when Lucas gets back, we need to watch The Departed.
I watched
this. This is unbelievable.
I watched it on my phone. On the
so
bus.
So upsetting.
On the bus.
That's so upsetting.
I liked it. On the bus. I wanted a silent experience without any comments.
Fair.
And sometimes it doesn't happen here.
It never happens here.
That's kind of what I wanted. I didn't want any jokes.
But on your phone? That sounds terrible. That
isn't too bad.
That's a big screen film.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I got a little
sick. It'd be like watching The Fast and Furious on your phone.
I'd like to watch it again.
The Fast and Furious?
Never seen Fast and Furious.
Let's do it.
I've never seen one.
Want to watch all 10? Perfect. We're watching all 10.
That should be a challenge. That should be a day. We watch it's all something, of the Fast there was, and Furious movies.
We should. If you think that I won't, you
a
do not know.
Case
me.
Of beer, all of the Fast and Furious mm-hmm. movies, and 16 frozen pizzas.
I'm in. The little ones or the big ones? little pizzas or big pizzas?
8 big pizzas.
Okay. Oh, please.
Yeah.
That's easy money.
You think?
That's easier than the 999.
The two of us.
Yeah. Well, because there's 10 movies, and they're each about 2 to 2.5 hours.
They're 2.5 hours?
The most recent ones are. The earlier ones were probably like 130, 145. But now they're like full-on action movies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's what? I don't know. 20 hours?
We'd have to start...
It's probably 24 hours.
I want to know, because I want to do this.
Yeah, me too. It'd have to be a weekend thing.
It would have to be a weekend thing. We take a day off of work.
About that, the same thought. I love how you're like, we don't want to work.
What if we didn't work?
We don't want to work. We'll do it when I get back, because I'll bring down my box set.
You have a box set?
Yeah, I have 1 through 7 on DVD.
Okay, Blu-ray. Perfect. Blu-ray? That's a lot better than what's in there right now.
I don't have 8 or 9 on DVD, and 10 is in theaters.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't see 10.
Can't see
10. So we have to do 1 through 9.
Yeah.
So, 9 pizzas.
9 pizzas.
Between you and me?
I think anyone who chooses to watch with us.
That's got to be a 4 max.
4 max.
Otherwise, it's not a challenge.
Yes, yeah. We get Max involved.
Max would be in.
I feel like he'd go, oh,
pizza yeah. per movie.
I feel like he'd be upset. But
he'd be like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now,
1 pizza per movie and 2 beers per movie.
Oh my God. Wait, so 2 beers an hour? No, 2 beers.
In 2 hours. That's easy.
A beer an hour. Oh, okay.
You'll be sober the entire time.
1 beer an hour is how long it takes your liver to.
Yeah.
Okay. That's doable.
Yeah.
1 beer an hour.
I think the hardest part is the pizza. But I think we could do it.
I don't think I'm going to have an issue.
No, I won't.
I think I can eat a lot.
I could put it down.
I think I could put down 1 pizza, a movie, myself.
Oh, I have. I have many times.
Okay.
In Nashville, I would crank them out.
Yeah.
Dude, we were on the topic of pizza, of frozen pizzas earlier. You mentioned those. I love frozen pizzas.
They're so good.
I might go get one for dinner tonight.
You want to? I would love to go on a frozen pizza.
Let's do it. Let's get a frozen pizza. I need one bad.
I'm going to be out. It'll be around dinner time. Never mind.
Okay.
Unless you want to do one early. Why are we making plans on the podcast?
I don't know.
So yesterday we had a big, really big challenge that we did.
We did. We did an album.
You kind of guest starred, but you were there.
I guest starred. Yeah, I was a guest star.
So it was an album in one day. Mm-hmm. Max invited me on. It was for his TikTok. He just hit 1,000 yes. followers.
Congrats, Max.
And to celebrate that, we made an album in one day.
Mm-hmm.
12 hours.
Yes. And it was very, very cool to watch most of it and to witness most of it. But like also just such a daunting task.
So much.
That
oh my God.
I was stunned that you guys actually like were able to do it.
We got because it's 27 hard. Minutes, it's nine not, songs.
It's mental.
It's a mental game, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It's physical, but it's mostly mental.
Not only is your brain have to be on the entire time, but it has to be doing multiple things.
Yeah, yeah. You're working on time. You're yeah. working on, like, when do we eat?
Yeah.
You're working on, oh, what should be on this song? I need to play on this song. Mm-hmm. I need to start writing the next song.
Yeah.
Because one person's mixing and the other person's writing the songs.
Yeah.
My biggest regret is that we use one of Aaron's songs.
Mm-hmm.
We should have used another one. I think we could have used another one of your songs, but we were running out of time and Max said he had another song and then we got lost and we just
gotta keep going.
We just gotta keep going.
You know what this reminded me of?
Because Aaron wrote four, by the way.
I wrote hooks. I didn't write full songs. I wrote four choruses.
That's like two songs.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So Aaron also did quite a lot and they're all really good.
Thank you. I liked all of them. I thought they were all great. Everything came up with, it will be out on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
So go listen to it. It's very funny. The last one, I did all ad lib. Everyone did one take.
Yeah. So it was one song. It had to be fully improvised. We made a drum beat
mm-hmm.
that we just pushed through the whole song, and somebody had to do, Max did keyboards
mm-hmm.
throughout the whole song.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played guitar, and then Aaron sang.
Mm-hmm. I sang. It was so bad.
Aaron made it halfway through the song before you burst out laughing.
Do not even. I made it like halfway through the first chorus and I was like, I don't know where to go. I rhymed home with home and that was all home I could do. That's all I could do.
You said like, you're like, I'm going to tell your mom. What was that?
Oh, yeah.
And your family too. What was
I was like,
why are you still here? Why are you still listening?
Yes. It was like,
why don't I just play it?
No.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Fine.
It's so funny.
It's really funny. Oh, it's cringy.
And then you said something so funny, it made you start laughing. And then you said, you know what? I'm going to bring it back. And then you tried to start singing again. And then you said, I'm going to bring you out to the club.
I said,
and we were like,
you,
what?
Why are you still here? You can go home. I'm going to take you to the club.
Yeah, what?
And I was like, I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay. My brain was on overload.
Yeah.
I'm so sweaty.
Right now?
Yeah.
Should I not put up the mic?
No, yeah, do it.
This is all 100% improvised.
I was like, get a feel.
Start with a run.
Get a feel for the key. Get a feel for the key. Started off
good. That's a good line. It's a good line. What about me? Did you say, you bet you missing me? You can't keep it together.
I couldn't. And then here comes the chorus.
Go home.
I didn't know what to do.
What?
I should have started scatting.
You should have. So be boo 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 ba ba ba. You said, okay, I got it.
I got it. Couldn't come up with anything.
And you come back Orb. In here, right?
Yeah. I like that melody's good.
I'm going
to take you to the club and shit. And then I just lose it. I said, I'm so lost.
You're like, I give up.
It was horrible. I was crying laughing though. Max was actually in tears.
Max was. He had to take his glasses off and wipe his face. It was great.
We should do that more often though.
We should.
Like just do some improv songs, like see what happens. I think it's very fun. But also I like this whole idea of having to do an album in a day because it's kind of like shown me that it's possible to do anything.
Yeah.
Like you can do anything.
You can do it.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Right.
And then it kind of like, I think it, in a lot of ways, it will like, the thing I realized about it is that you kind of see your habits, what you're good at and what you're not good at, because they show really hard about how easy it is for you to come up with something or like with a particular style or like where things are easy for you, where they're hard. Like drums, I was like, fuck it. Like, can somebody else make the drums on this? Like, I'm just not good at it. And Max was like, boo, boo, and it was great.
Yeah. I like making drums a lot. Drums is fun. I honestly like the building of the production the most. That's
that,
my favorite
That is
part.
So fun.
That and lyric, but like lyrics, I take the longest on lyrics. Like if they don't come to me right away, it takes me like months to write.
It's like pulling teeth for lyrics with
because everything you're like, oh, nope. You come up with like 500 different lines that could work in that spot.
And they all sound forced. Yeah. Like I have a giant note on my like phone.
Yeah.
And like 80% of it is unused and will never see the light of day.
Yep. I have so many like just one liners on my phone, just sitting.
Great lines.
Use them.
Buried.
Yeah. Buried.
It's too bad. We had some okay ones on there.
You had some great ones. You really did. You and Max had some really good lines.
We pulled them out of our ass. Yeah. I don't know how.
Max had that one line. It's hard to break a habit.
It's hard to break a habit once it feels nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Such a good line.
That's such a good line.
That's my favorite line of the whole thing. And rhubarb.
And rhubarb pie. It's one of Max wrote a song about rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
It's the best song on the album. Yeah. It's a hit.
Rhubarb pie.
Enough to make a grown man cry.
Rhubarb pie.
You gotta go listen to it.
It's very Bob Dylan.
It's funny. We'll link it in the description.
Yes, yes. Go listen to it. Because really, like, they are pretty good.
They're
funny to us, most of them, because it's like we came up with them fast and it was a funny experience. But like they aren't horrible. They really aren't.
They're not, no. I like them, and I think you should at least flip through them.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give it a listen, and then we should do that again.
It's fast and cheap, and I love it. Yeah. We should do it again. We should have a theme, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Y'all go too hard on Amy Schumer.
Hmm.
She doesn't... I'm sorry. She does not deserve the flack she gets.
The hate?
The hate. The hate.
For her comedy?
For her comedy. I gotta say... I think she's hilarious. I think she's very funny. I think as far as comedians go, it's hard to be really funny. And she's not one of my favorites by any means, but she's not bad. She's not a bad comedian. She's stolen a couple jokes, and that's bullshit. I gotta call her out for that, but that doesn't mean she's not a funny person.
I think Trainwreck is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
I've never seen it. Is it her?
It's her and Bill Hader, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I bet it's great.
It's so funny.
Dude, she deserves, I think, a little less misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
First off. Half of the jokes, 90% of the jokes I see made about her is that she's a woman comic.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like, come on. She's like, grow up.
She's very funny.
She's just funny.
Yeah.
You're just mad.
I agree,
she's
though.
A woman, and she's confident, and she's funny.
And she's funnier than you.
She's much funnier. I had to say that. I think it's bullshit.
No, that is bullshit. I think that she's fantastic. Yeah, I really do. I think she's funny. Like, again, she's not my favorite, but, like, she's funny.
Yeah, I feel like she's got this, like, status as the Nickelback of comedians.
She does. You're so right.
Isn't that spot
that
on?
That is spot on. That's perfect description of her.
A lot of people do like her. And she's popular, but no one is allowed to like her. No one's allowed to say, I like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's...
Isn't that weird?
That's so weird. Yeah.
You're not allowed to say you like Nickelback.
I would never, like, say out loud I like Amy Schumer, to be honest.
I wouldn't tell somebody that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, Amy
Schumer. But
she's not one of my favorites.
She's not one of my favorites, but she's very funny.
She's funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah. I agree. I think she's very funny. I think that, like, first of all, a lot of women comics are fucking hilarious. Taylor Tomlinson's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, she's great. She's
so
funny. She's
so fucking funny. Ali Wong's
Ali Wong is so good.
Ugh.
Garfunkel and Oates. You ever see them?
Garfunkel and Oates.
They're like a duo. They do funny songs.
Is that the really tall girl with blonde hair and the shorter girl with brunette hair?
Yep.
The one they were in One was in The Big Bang Theory, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. I think I know who you're, I think I know who you're talking about.
A lot of them, they do a lot of guest appearances places. Yeah, they're funny. There's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. Most people are at least a little bit funny.
That's true.
It's not true.
Well, I disagree.
You think so?
They're in two different categories. Most people are either funny and because they're trying to be and they know they're funny.
Or funny.
Or they're funny because they're just who they are and that in itself is funny.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. The
majority of people are in one of those categories.
We
mm-hmm.
are not only funny, but we know we're funny. We're trying to be funny. And you love us. And you think we're really funny. So go tell all your friends that you think we're funny. Go tell them and bring them here. And then I'll tell them for mm-hmm. you. So you can stop doing it. And I'll keep telling them. I won't stop telling them that I'm funny and Aaron James Fern is funny. AJF.
Why the fuck?
That's what they call him.
Because he's funny. No one ever has called me that.
So go
grab
him. Are
you reverse gaslighting? Is this reverse gaslighting?
Go grab him and I'll tell him and then we'll do this again. See you next time. So Aaron, my next thing that I think that we should talk about is stereotypes.
Okay.
You know how there's like weird, like there's stereotypes for like most types of people, like goth kids are like introverted and like hate everybody and like,
yeah,
you know, like nerds like comic books. And I mean,
yeah, right.
You can, and then you see somebody with glasses and like they're like scrawny and you go, okay, that guy likes comic books maybe.
Yeah.
And you just believe that stuff. And like most of the time, it's not a big deal unless you're racist. Right. And then it's really bad.
And it's really bad, right?
I want to talk about learning new ones because...
New stereotypes.
At this point in our lives, we've heard most stereotypes.
Yes.
We've heard most things that people like generalize people by.
Right.
Every now and then, you hear a new one. You hear somebody go, oh, yeah, well, I mean, he likes films. He likes Scorsese. So, and you go, what?
He's a film geek.
You go, what
he's
do you mean? Buff. Or they go, you know how Puerto Ricans are. And you go, no, I don't. Yeah. I don't know how Puerto Ricans are.
That happens quite often.
Isn't
actually.
That weird? Yeah. Like, and then
you learn more and more as time goes on. And things are evolving.
And now that I'm old enough, I go. It's really funny to me because I go, what? Where did you get? And then in the back of my mind somewhere, I'm like, I'm going to remember that forever. And then next time I see somebody who looks like that, I'm going to go, are they doing the thing? Are they doing the thing that guy said? Or did he make that up because he's racist?
It could be that.
But part of me is always like, I guess I'll just believe that forever.
You have one, don't you, in mind?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think when I wrote, because I wrote this like months ago,
okay.
In like April. I think I did at the time, but like I know there's one in. Remember Ray William Johnson, the stereotype song?
No,
you don't. Well, there's a song on YouTube from like 2012, and he just goes through all the stereotypes for each like race of people.
I didn't know that this existed.
It's very racist. It's kind of funny. But it's very much 12-year-old humor.
Okay.
One of the ones he does is, by the way, it's Puerto Rican day outside. It's like Puerto Rican, like Pride or like national something. I don't know.
Yeah. There's big a day, Puerto big, Rican parade.
Big day for the Puerto Ricans. Yes. Happy for them. It looks like a lot of fun.
It does look fun. Yes. They're barbecuing.
Yeah, they're barbecuing. They got their flags. I love it.
Yeah.
But one of the things in the stereotype song was Puerto Ricans never wash their ass.
What do you mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
That's a made up. You made that up.
You made that up.
That is not. There's no way you can verify that. There's no way.
That's just like you are
from anywhere.
You're making excuses to be racist.
To be a bad person. And as a 12-year-old, in the back of my mind, I was like, well, maybe, maybe.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. I just think I think it's hilarious that those things are out there, and as people. They stick in our brains because we're like, man, you know, at the time I'd never met somebody who's Puerto Rican because I come from a small white town. And by the time I had met somebody, I'm like, I wonder if he washes his ass. Like, that's
horrible. It sticks with you forever.
It, like,
yeah.
Just because I heard some dumb song. Stereotypes
never leave your head.
They never leave your head. I think that's the fucked up part.
You ignore them, but they're in there.
Yeah.
You think, and it's in the back of your head, you always thinking.
In the back of your head, you're like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's horrible. But I think it's really funny to hear them now, especially because they go, you just made that up. It's just a you thing. You're making great giant assumptions.
Yeah. You're weird.
You're weird. You're a weirdo.
You're weird.
Yes, that is weird. Okay, I've got a pitch.
Okay. Lucas pitch.
Ready?
Yeah.
Gender neutral bathrooms.
This is your pitch? These exist.
I'm kidding. Okay. Real pitch. Gender neutral bathrooms. I just said that. Ready?
Yeah.
Gender neutral massages.
What does this mean?
It means because I went and got a massage like last month.
You got a massage?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
We didn't talk about this.
Maybe we should have.
You got a massage?
Yeah, when I got a massage.
Full body?
Full body.
No
baby.
Way.
Yeah. They did my ass.
No.
Yeah.
They kneaded it like dough?
Dude, he could have baked me.
Oh my God. He could have tossed you up around. Was it a man too?
See, that's the thing. Yes, it was a man.
Wow.
And they asked me, they said, is a man okay? They start with, they're trying to push the man because men usually don't like to get men because they're generally very homophobic right. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
If I get massaged by a man, I'm going to be gay.
Right.
Not true.
Yes.
But in my head, I'm like, I don't know. I kind of might prefer a man if he's stronger. I got a lot of muscle.
I have a lot of problems.
I got a lot of problems.
Is he strong enough to handle?
He was too strong, by the way. He hurt me a little bit. I was sore the next day. I felt fantastic, but I was very sore. But in my head, I was like, you know what? I feel like that's kind of bullshit. This shouldn't be a sexual thing.
You should just like you go into the room, head down, and you don't know who's there.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. I think head down, you don't know who's there, and they're not allowed to speak.
There's
a robot
like that.
Voice. Yeah. You ask a question, you say, hey, can you do this? And they go, yes. There's like, no. There's like a robot that button that they can press to answer your questions. Shoulders hurt. Question. You know?
That's and funny.
And that's the pitch.
Ouch.
Ouch. Ouch. Tip. Where's Tip?
That's funny. Give me Tip.
Yeah. Give me Tip.
And you're like, what kind of massage parlor is it?
Flip and jerk? Question mark.
I can't believe you got a massage. I'm kind of stunned.
That brings up a good point.
Okay.
Cassie looked up a really good place with a lot of high reviews. Mm. And at the end of the massage, he was doing my thighs.
Okay.
And he was doing them, and he went a little deeper. And then he slapped my thighs like that, grabs them, squeezes them a little bit, and he says, good. Looks me in the eyes. Good. Good massage. And I went, yeah. It was good. It was really good. He's like, it's good. He didn't speak great English.
Yeah.
He's like, he's giving me this look, and I answered his question, but he seemed like I wasn't really answering his question, you know?
Yeah.
And and eventually I'm like, it was good. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yo, I can't believe
with his hands on my thighs.
That's so funny.
It was good.
You could have got...
Because that's it.
You were moments away from a happy ending.
I was so close. He would have. So I know. I think he would have.
God.
Because it was... And part of me, Aaron, part of me thought...
Oh, no.
Do I let him do it? He wants to.
I don't think he wants to. I think he wants your tip.
Which tip?
Both. He wanted both. That's crazy. I can't believe that.
And I called Cassie right after. I'm like, would you be mad? Did I? Would you have been mad if it had happened?
I feel like I almost something almost happened.
Something almost happened.
I just got to make sure that everything's okay in the world.
Like I don't think I would have felt right about that.
That's weird, dude. I just don't like really massages. Funny. Probably need one, to be honest. I'm so tense.
I bet a massage would be really good for you. But it's so funny. I don't think you would like them.
I would hate it.
Yeah,
I really would. Like, I got a very small just back massage at work once in Nashville.
Really?
Because they brought in someone to do it.
That's nice.
And it was like okay, this is pretty nice. I could do a back massage. Like, I had my clothes are on.
Yeah.
Just nothing happened.
Right.
Yeah.
I was naked.
Yeah. I could tell from how the story ended that you were naked.
I was under a blanket
mm-hmm.
over my precious parts.
Precious parts. That's so funny. I can't believe you haven't told me the story.
I didn't tell you. That's so funny. God. I mean, it must have been while you were away or something. Because I definitely told everybody
that's
else.
That's so funny.
Yeah. No.
God damn.
I was offered. That's so funny. That's why I think it needs to be gender neutral. Maybe I would have accepted.
Maybe.
Maybe I would have been like, I don't know who it is. Could be anybody. It's probably J-Lo. I don't know.
It must be J-Lo.
It must be J-Lo.
That's so funny.
It's the beauty of a glory hole at the masseuse. Could be anybody. Okay, let's be honest. Probably a guy, but...
You ask the guy. You go, hey, so who's, you know, who's it going to be? And he goes, you see any other cars in that parking lot?
Yeah. What's that from?
It's from Tom Segura.
Yeah.
That's one of his funniest jokes.
That is such a good joke.
Oh, that's funny, though. Wow. Well... What a way to end.
Yep. You're welcome.
That's all we got for you this week. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, follow us. Please subscribe. If you're going to do anything, subscribe. Click the subscribe button. But thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.